it's been kind of a fun year with us. We knew we'd have had some kids coming back, but we need to fill a lot of holes. And just seeing those kids who have had to step up and mature as the season progressed, and especially on the defensive side of the ball, where we lost quite a bit to graduation, to every week see them get better and better, and have playing exceptionally well down the playoff stretch here.
Let's go ahead and take some questions from the members of the media. Go ahead, please.
John, Rob Hernandez with the Wisconsin State Journal. Your two games with Platteville, would you characterize those as playoff atmospheres, and did that really kind of prepare these young kids for what they've faced here the last four games?
Oh, definitely playoff caliber competition. Platteville had an excellent football team and had some excellent players on their roster. And, you know, the first time we played them was we held the lead, and they came back and got it from us right at the end with 28 seconds left. And the second time around, we did just the opposite with them in down at Platteville in the last game of the year for us to tie for a share of the conference championship. You know, to do something that we hadn't done all year was go on 17-play, 8.5-minute drive to end the game, and when we're up by 1 point. It kind of gave our offense confidence, because before that we had kind of scored kind of quickly on quite a few teams and not really putting drives together. And since then, we've been able to drive the ball and keep control of the ball a little more offensively.
John, can you talk about showing up at Madison La Follette and having the field covered with snow and the delay, and you know, were you concerned about that? And talk about how your team was able to jump out to such a quick early lead.
Oh, you know, anytime that a field's covered with snow like that, you've got a concern. But, you know, it's the same for both teams. And I couldn't be more happy with the way we had our young kids out there that don't get a lot of playing time. They were out there making snow balls and rolling them off the field because, you know, underneath it was soft. You couldn't put any large equipment on there to get that snow off that field. And then our parents chipped in, and, you know, just to see our side of the field just really help. And, you know, by the time game time started, it was cleared off, and then it turned muddy.
Coach, can you talk about, I know there were a lot of high hopes of Tyler Landon coming in terms of his speed. It would appear that he's lived up to expectations in them, son. Can you talk about the way he's come through to lead your wishbone attack?
Tyler's just done an excellent job. You know, we knew he had capabilities last year. He kind of filled in at any one of the offensive positions, either halfback or fullback, and probably had, I think, just under or just over 600 yards as a sophomore and just filling in for us. And this year we expect him to do some good things at our fullback position, and with his speed. And he put on a weight, which is what we needed him to do. So he put on a weight and weighs around 200, 205. He weighed 202 the other day, and just real happy with how he's able to burst through the field and do those type of things.
And I know it takes an act of the town board to let a kid play two ways in your program, but with John Driscoll's success on the carpet offensively last year, will we see him at all in a pass-catching role?
Well, we've been bringing him out a little bit during the playoff stretch, but we just haven't brought anything that connected. You know, John has excellent hands, and like I really feel if we weren't two platooning, he'd definitely be a starter both ways for a number of teams that we face or for us. And you know, he's so valuable in defense. We put him on their best guy, and he's definitely going to be challenged this week when we face Kewaunee, because they don't only have one, they have a couple great receivers. So John will be challenged in that aspect.
Coach, how does playing against Horicon with their passing game now prepare you for Kewaunee this week?
Well, I hope we don't give up the big plays like we did last week, but I think it definitely does help us in that situation. And against most of the teams in the playoffs, they've really come out and thrown the ball a lot more than they probably did during the regular season. And I think that's a tribute to the way we've been playing against the run. And hopefully we can continue to do that and force the team to pass. And it helps you in the pass defense if we can get all those phases working together. But I definitely think that'll be a help as far as skill-wise. You know, the two kids from Horicon, I think, almost match up just like the kids from Kewaunee on the wideouts. And they're pretty similar teams as far as that. I think Kewaunee is much stronger, probably a little bit up front than Horicon was, but starting offensive set. So that's a little more of a concern.
Mentioned all the weapons Kiwani had. Who will you put Driscoll on? Who will you try to take away?
I can't even tell you who they are yet because I've been at an All-State selection committee meeting, and my coaches are doing all the scouting this week, this weekend for me. So I can tell you I know that the numbers are 80, 83, and I believe those are the two kids that are all wide. And 13, I can't tell you. I've just started watching film. So I know the one kid's a sprint champion from a year ago, and you know, they put up numbers, so. We'll have to see how things go. I'm sure John will be on one of them. I can't remember which one it is for sure right now.
John, can you talk about Adam Hampton's play this year? And, you know, in your offense, I mean, you don't expect a guy like that to be the guy, but how has he performed, and what do you expect of him on the carpet this year?
You know, he's really played well during the playoff stretch, during the season. You know, he averages 13 yards a carry. And people forget about that because, you know, he'll gain three and he'll gain four, and all of a sudden he busts a big one. And that's what you like about Adam, and his leadership role of how he does blocking has really improved. Also, he just seems to be playing real. He's playing very hungry right now. And the last three or four games during the playoff stretch, he's gotten more touches on the ball, and then you can see what he does when he does it, the ability to score the ball or put up some yards.
Kicks and punts for you?
Pardon?
He returns kicks and punts still?
Yes, he does. He does return punts and kicks, and we haven't been able to, a lot of times people don't kick off to us because of that, but we just haven't been able to get anything going. I think he's had, and I know during the regular season he had six times that he's returned the ball and three or more for touches, so that's a pretty good percentage to our other kid.
Coach, I know you said you haven't looked at a lot of tape. You had Kiwani kind of plays that 3-5 defense. Have you seen any of that at all this year, and what would you anticipate? How would the wishbone work against that?
Well, it all depends on how he calls his 3-5. Sometimes it looks like a 52, and that 52 changes to a 6-1. And you know, he plays a multiple set, but there's definitely three men down. And then he has four or five kids playing on it. It all depends on what they're facing. So, yeah, we faced a 3-5. Matter of fact, three teams that we've played against so far have run that type of defense. And, you know, his defense is very – they're big and physical up front, and their linebackers fly well to the ball, and their D-backs come up and support the run. So I know he's got a very good defense. And, you know, so a lot of times, sometimes it gets – you know, teams start to say, well, what a great offense, and not saying that his offense isn't great. But it's usually the defense that sets that up, and I've been watching enough film to know that his defense has got him great field position to get his offense a lot of points.